Passo, o senhor fala. Ok, você. Okay, we're beginning now a new packet. It's going to be about Meraglayim, but there's a little bit more to do about the other sugya in this packet at the beginning. So let's take a look. Chavbezim and Beis, on the bottom. Hayam is Palal, Matzo Tzodim Komo. A person was davening, and they found, so Amaraba, Avol Pi Shechoto, Tfiloso Tfilo. Even though he violated by Yamachanech Radosh, right? After he davened, he sees that it wasn't a proper place. Still good. So Maski Flo Rava, Zevach Rishoyim Toeva. But don't we have a concept of Zevach Rishoyim Toeva? Meaning, if you did so, the korban is not a good korban, then it's a taleva. So here, the tefillah is b'makom korban, and it was in the makom of tzoa. So the chorus shouldn't be good. Elam Rava hoel v'chata afal pishe hispalel tefiloso toeva. So he says in a chanami that it's considered a taleva. In other words, you have to change the girsa. That even though he davened, so the tefillah is a toeva. And then we had the Gemara. And that was the yisod that we had from before. That if a place where he was supposed to be bodek, and he wasn't bodek, so then there's a problem, because he's supposed to check, and he didn't check. So, okay, that was the previous sugya. Just that was where the Gemara is on that previous sugya. When we saw it in Shulchan Aruch, okay. It's to what?
You were supposed to be clothing, you weren't clothing.
That is Filoso Toeva, right. Okay. Okay, so now we're going to go into the sugya of Meraglayim. And what is the status of Meraglayim? Does it have the same status as Soa, or is it different? And we're going to see that there are kulas that you have by Meraglayim that you don't have by regular tzala. Okay, so let's take a look here in the Gemara. On the bottom of Chav Beis. Tana Rabbanan. Haya Omeid B'Tfilah. The person is in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. U'mayim Shosusim Al Birkov. Page 1. So he's in the middle of He He's in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and this seems to be that there's mayim, there's urine that's coming out of his body. So the Gemara says, "Posek at sheyuchlu hamayim." So he should stop davening Shemoneh Esrei until the urine stops. Posek at sheyuchlu hamayim. Fechozer umispalo. And then he is chozer umispalo. Lehechan chozer. Rav Chisna Rav Nuna chadamar chozer l'rosh. Chadamar l'mokam sheposak. So do you have to stop the Shemoneh Esrei and go back to the beginning? As soon as the Mei Raglayim stops, or do you can pick up where you left off? What would you say in Bapashtus? What would you think, Misvara? What should be the din? Yeah? The beginning. Why? Well, why do you say one thing, why do you say the other?
Why should the room like that until now? There was no man lying coming out till now. What did no guy about that cover it?
Closer just implies you're going backwards.
Closer means you start from the beginning.
That's the word closer.
Yeah, but what, besides from the word, what do you think the mitzvah or the halacha should be? I would have said, if you'd asked me, what would I have said? I would say he has to start from the beginning. Why? Why would I say that? Because it's a hefsek. Whereas, if you're mafsik in the middle, usually we have a klal that if you're mafsik because you want to be mafsik, you took a pause. So you took a pause. Okay. But if you're mafsik because you're not allowed to daven, so that's a big, right? The poskim hold that's a bigger hefsek. Because that's not just time you paused. You weren't allowed to daven. So even though the first part of Shemoneh Esrei was good, and the last part of Shemoneh Esrei was good, but if there's a hefsek in the middle, it could be you lost the whole thing. In other words, I can't daven two brachas now, and two brachas later, and five brachas later, it has to be one continuum of Shemoneh Esrei. Right, but what about if it's something that you stopped, and it wasn't Shalom Gdeim Gugmur Skula, but the reason why you stopped is because you weren't allowed to daven. Right, that might be more chomer than Ligmur Skula. Right. The what? Right. So that's what we have to see. So let's see. The Gemara says, so the Gemara has two opinions. One opinion says, Chozer L'Rosh, Chadam L'Mokam Sheposak. Leimah B'Hakim Miflagi. Page 2. Mar Sovar M'Shokit Eilig Moras Kula, Chozer L'Rosh, Mar Sovar L'Mokam Sheposak. So maybe it's totally in this machlokus, whether if you made a pause and you paused the amount that it takes to say the whole thing, the whole Shemoneh Esrei, so one opinion says Yichoz El Rosh, and one opinion says not. So maybe that's the machlokus. But the Gemara says, but who says, Amar Rav Ashi, Hai Im Shoh Im Lo Shoh Mi Boilei. In other words, the Gemara never said that that's what it's totally in. The Gemara didn't distinguish between Shah and Lo Shah. If the Gemara would have said that if you Shah Kadei Ligmar Skula, so that's the Machlokis, and now It depends what you hold on Shaka de Ligmor's Kula or not.
So why do we assume that when you daven before it was like good? Like, right, you're not supposed to daven.
What you daven before was good and what you daven after is good.
Okay,
but the question is,
why is that what you daven before was good?
Maybe it was good. But now there's a hefsek.
Why is it before that's good? You're not supposed to daven when it's with a full bladder, you're not supposed to daven with a...
Yeah, but he said he didn't feel anything at that point.
So it's just, okay, it seems like kind of weird that that everything before would be fine. It looks like that would be also a problem.
Yeah, maybe, but let's see. Right. So one second. So the Gemara says like this: El Kuli Alim Shakadei Likvors Kula Chos of a Rosh. If he was Shakadei Likvors Kula, everyone would agree that he has to go back to the beginning. Hashem Dulo Shakim Mivu. Here he doesn't. The Mar Saver Gaver Dechu Yehuva in Roy Vein Tfilos Et Tfila. There was one opinion says that he's Nidcha. Rashi Gaver Dechu Yehu Kishehiskel Is Pal Veyatzorchu in the Kavav. Dochoy whom you spell, Hilchem Hashem spell, ain't it feel of Chos Rosh? In other words, he says what you say. He says what you say, that it may be an Echadami, but the fact that the bladder was full, like what you just said, then it could be that he was never right to daven in the first place. So it's nothing to do with Shohar, not Shohar, he wasn't Shohar, but one opinion says, Gavr Dechuyahu. Rashi says, Kishay Maskil Lispalav Yatzarach Lenekovav, but if a person started to daven and he had to use the bathroom, Dochoyhu Milispalav. Helkam Hashem Spalav Einot Filok, Mechoz Lerosh. But he's saying, not als Hefsik, als that he wasn't right to daven. Because the Maisa, right now he's okay when he started davening. So let's see. So the Rosh, the Rabbein Yonah, rather asked the Kasha. So there are two opinions. One opinion says he has to what? Yeah. But the Rabbein Yonah has a Rabbein Yonah has a kasha on this whole thing. It doesn't say in the Gemara anywhere that he has to move from the place where he was. The Gemara says either he goes back to the beginning or he picks up. But what about all the Bein Raglayim that's there? What about that? Isn't that now a question of lacking of Mayam Machanech HaKadosh? You have a kasha. So that's a very good kasha. Because Lechora, now maybe it's a given. Maybe it's a given that... that he has to move. In other words, the Gemara wasn't concerned about that because that's a given. Or not. That's a simple answer. A simple answer, I would say, in the Hanami, it's a given that he has to move.
Well, he has to go one further. He has to bring him up. He has mirror line over.
Okay.
No.
If that's the case.
Well, that was the case. Not that he...
Right. He has to clean himself up. So let's see what the Rabbi Yonah says here on page 4. Hey, I'm going to feel my chosen law, because I'm not going to feel my chosen law. Yes, we shall. Hech yachol lachzor u'mispalel keneged mei raglayim. How could he? There's mei raglayim all around. Here's what Tashi Hachakom. A mamtin shiichla mayim mavliya bekarka. First he wants to say maybe it means you have to wait. In other words, it wasn't cement there. It was grass, ground. So maybe it means you have to wait, not till you finish urinating, but till the water, the mei raglayim, is absorbed in the ground. It's a little bit toicher to say that that's the shot. You have to wait until it's all absorbed in the ground. So even he doesn't like that. And now Yosef said, "Lo kol ma'el ad sheyichla amur hamayim b'vad." It means the flow. It doesn't mean until it gets absorbed in the ground. But so long as tamtin mamtin sheyichla amur hamayim v'chacher markiv arba amos.
What does that mean?
In other words, until the stream stops, and then what? And then you have to go 4 amos away, and then you can dab. That's like when we started off saying. Maybe in other words, that part is a given. Whereas was only speaking about the aspect of the hefsek or something like that, but the Gemara wasn't speaking about all the aspects of the shaila. In the Hanami, you're going to have to wait till what? Till the flow stops, and then you have to be marking Dalet Amos. Ah, that's not in the Gemara. That's a given. That's understood.
Dalet Amos is understood.
Right, so it wasn't mentioned here.
The Mira Blackwater and his clothing forever.
We'll see. Oh, so now he has your kasha. Akadi kasha eichel ispal arei leichos hamayim shal birkov. So if he's going to move away 4 amos, that's not going to take away the wetness on his thighs and his legs, etc. So what is that going to help? So then he says, "Viz dami shamayim shal birkov shebegod of mehirahim misnagdim." No, those are going to get clear, that'll be absorbed right away in the clothing or whatever. But then he doesn't like that either. So he wants to say an upshat. Okay, he's going to say no upshat. In other words, he has all these theories. Maybe it means you have to wait till the water gets, till the veil line gets absorbed in the ground. Then he says, maybe in Ochanami you just wait till you stop the urine and then there'll be machiga amos. What about the urine on his legs? Don't worry about that. That gets dried up quickly. So now he's going to give a noob shot. He says, "Shubhachi nira lamori harav niru etar shalom choshishu b'mayim shal birkod shem begodav." The mei lion that's on his thighs and on his clothing don't count. Because as far as the Torah is concerned, the iser of davening midaraisa, so by urine, by tsoa, it's even when it's just on the ground, right? If it's within Dalet Amos, right? But mei raglayim, the iser of davening with mei raglayim, is only when the urine is actually coming out. Ella, that's called keneged ha'omud.
But you're still going to have, no matter what, that time period where...
One second. Yes, yeah, so that time period, you'll stop. You'll stop davening. Okay, so then we have to deal with the hefsek. We came with shar, eino elamid rabbanon. But he says, but the fact that there's a puddle of urine there that you can't daven, even if you're within Dalet Amos, that's only a din d'rabbanan. Dai sheyachik me'osin shenoflu b'karka arba amos. V'osin shal b'kuv al b'godav, v'dover mokim sheni yotzi mehen, re'ech ra'al v'gozu b'remuta. He says there's no, like a lot of times, we have dirty diapers, so sometimes my wife would say, "Oh no, it's just a wet diaper. Just a wet diaper." So what's the din of a wet diaper? So he's saying that a wet diaper is not a problem. because the Isser is only on the person when it's coming out of him. And only on the person who's coming out of him. So the baby's not davening anyway. Right? So it's on the person that's coming out. Once it lands, once the urination is finished, then it's only drabbanan. But they will only go there on the stuff that what? On the karka.
Is that a general cloud?
Because, So in other words, so it's midrabban, and they say you should machi talan amos, right? But the fact that there's still stuff on his legs, on his clothing, just a little bit, and it's not coming out, and there's no rech ra, so it's mutter. You see, the stuff that's on the ground, you can make, you can confuse that with soa. So then, so soa is a din d'oraisa, you have to be machi arba amos. And this is only din d'rabbanan, but that din d'rabbanan itself is only what?
On the karka.
Only on the karka. But the thing that's on his legs and that, they didn't asa. Even midrabbanan.
Eventually,
but that's similar to tzoa because it's on the karka.
So that,
what? Well, in Rabbeinu Yonah, yeah, because what did Rabbeinu Yonah say? He says, the Israeli is only to daven, is only when the urine is coming out. That's no more.
Right.
Once it, that's the daven. Once it's on the ground, that's the Rabban. So you have to be marking Dalai Lamas. But anything that's not on the ground, is just wetness on the legs and the whatever, the diaper, whatever. So it's just a little bit. So that's okay. Not on the ground.
In a diaper, maybe, if it would be in a cup, let's say, we wouldn't say that, why should that be different on the ground? Yeah, I know the point that it's over
more. Is it right? So the stuff in the diaper is usually a Dover Moore. Unless you want to say a diaper is different, it's not a Dover Moore.
I'm saying, I don't know, where's the Dover Moore?
In other words, you want to challenge and you want to say, who says that the stuff in the diaper is similar to the stuff on his clothing, maybe it should be similar to the stuff what?
On the ground. I mean, it could be, it doesn't have a
rabra,
but the mice of the main point that it's never more because of the rabra, but the mice of, if there's a lot of air line which has, it doesn't have a rabra, for whatever reason, that would still say that it doesn't have on the fly.
Right. Okay, I hear what you're saying. I hear? Well, his lashon is. Right, this was, you're saying if it would be Rech Ra, then it would be probably an Issa Derabanan.
You can't say
maybe Rech Ra
is like Hansa. I mean, is the point Rech Ra or Dabar
Muad? Well, he's saying a Dabar Muad only has, doesn't have a Rech Ra.
Right, that's why they made it. Let's say there was a lot of bad lines because with no Rech Ra, or a little bad line with Rech Ra. Would we say that you need both criteria?
Well, yeah, that's what he's saying. He thinks Rech Ra is a deal breaker. Also, Shabir was who Dover Muah came and said, you to them. Probably, I'll tell you, the Muah to them, so Rech Ra, they weren't goes there at all. But if there's a lot,
in their clothing, they have a problem.
Usually, there won't be a lot of clothing, but say you're in a lab that has all the, they're doing urine specimens in a lab, and so there's a lot of meiraglaim there. And it's clear you could walk in there, you smell. So, chora, that should be asur midrabanan. So, as meiraglaim, it'll never be chora nisa daraisa. Except when the rechra, when the meiraglaim is coming out of the body. Because if somebody is urinating, then that's an issa d'oraisa for him to, you know, daven, kriyishma, tefila, Torah, whatever. That would be an issa d'oraisa. But if it's not connected to omud, so it's only d'rabanan. And if it's a dover muad, it's not smelling, then it's not even a din d'rabanan. By its soa, it's different. No, and the Rashba also talks about this. Let's see the Rashba from what time. If the ray what?
If there's urine in his clothing.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the question is to what degree is. But he's saying most cases in the clothing is going to be. Yeah, maybe if the clothing is a whole vat of. And it fell. Because it's only a little bit. If the clothing fell in a pool of urine, then maybe they would be, you know. But whatever, a little bit that comes on the clothing. Even though it's still wet from that, it's not going to...
How do you point it out?
Yeah.
Man Rod has to be under, no matter what it is. Even if it's always a month of Man Rod, Man Mishra would say it's a Man Rod.
Well, what?
Because how do you point it out that if it's Man Mishra, we say it's a Man Rod under.
Right.
So even if we say that Zakhana is under the number one, that with the Man Rod, it's not different from Zakhana, but just with Man Rod being set out for
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but maybe only midrabban. But by Beirik Lyim, it's only, the Yisra D'Raisa is only connected to Ha'omer.
Is this only
human Maradon? Yeah, we didn't talk about animals yet. We didn't talk about animals by Tzol yet either.
Okay.
So we're still dealing with humans.
All human.
Yeah.
And the Tzolah also applied to the Dagon? Dagon eat him?
What?
Oh,
okay, let's see. I don't know. That's a good question. Okay, now... Okay. Now let's take a look at the Tshuvas HaRamah. On page 8. You should know all the Tshuvas HaRamah is very chashuv. This edition, who did this edition? Dr. Usher Zeev, you know remember? Yeah, I was in his class. He was from the old school. He was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He learned by Rav Moshe Soloveitchik way back in the day. I mean, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik died in what?
41.
So he was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. A very nice man. And he was very into the Ramah. And the Ramah, he came out with the Shut HaRamah with footnotes. And he came out with the Sheiris Yosef. Who's the Sheiris Yosef? But the Ramah's brother-in-law, right?
Yeah.
The Ramah. Brother-in-law. Right, the Sheiris Yosef, right? Well, who's the Sheiris Yosef? No, you don't have a phone here? Yeah. Yeah, that's something else. That's the Yekisha.
With an I in Shera?
No, Aleph. He's doing a Shut Ramona, page 8. Sheiris Yosef. Shin Aleph Reish Yud Tov. Sheiris Yosef.
Yosef.
Okay, you got it? No. He's the brother-in-law of the Ramah. He's called in the Mogan Avram. The Sheiris Yosef. You got it? The brother-in-law of the Ramah. Okay, when you find it, you'll tell us. What? It's there? So say. You want to read it out loud, or you want me to read it? Okay. Yeah, okay. So, the following question. Shalta b'ish echot shayelo page 8, choli ha'evin. Well, that was him. He had stones. Kidney stones. Yeah, I once had kidney stones. On Shvi Shal Pesach. At night, after the Suda, Shvi Shal Pesach. Hatzalah, they took me to the hospital. On Shvi Shal Pesach. I told you, one of the Hasidic men who was there, also in the middle of the night, said, oh, most probably it's from the matzah. So anyone who tells you that doesn't know what they're talking about, because any kidney stone you have now was already formed, you know, months ago. So it's not from the matzah that you just ate this past week that you got these. No, he was commenting to me. It's probably he's saying that he was giving pshat in my kidney stone. So he wasn't, So he had kidney stones, and because they're hacholi, haya metaftek mimenu tamid meiraglayim laonso. So he constantly had meiraglayim dripping out of him. So how is it? Ketzer yasen kriyashma tefillin uchuni nosos olabeis haknesses. So what is he going to do? How is he going to daven? How is he going to daven? That's the question. So he says, Tshuva. I mean, in fact, we should make a ton of butter. Hayah omed b'tfilo maim shosim al gvirko posecha she yichlu hamayim. Chosim is power. Kosu sham hatoysis. Let's look at that toysis he's referring to. Well, it's on page 1, called Beis and Beis. One second. So, Tosis and Brachas Chav Beis and Beis. Dibra Masil Mamtin. So he discusses the following. He says, "A few in Yeshvav Tofech Nas Apich Mutarim." But even if the wetness is wet enough that it can wet something that could wet something else, that's okay. Because Midaraisa, it's only usur when the urine is coming out. And then Rabbanu goes there, the goes of the Kemisha Omekvar Bitfilaso, La Trukura Barlaso Bitfila. So he says that it's only usur Kenegada Omer when it's coming out. And if it's not coming out, it's only a Dindu Rabbanu. In other words, he's saying something different than we saw in the Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says maybe you have to be machik, he's Rabbanon. He says, no, the Issa Daraisa is what's coming out. The Issa Rabbanon is when it's on the ground. So what about in Milam Shemot Esrei? Since in Milam Shemot Esrei, it's only the Rabbanon, they weren't gozer. In other words, he doesn't say the word of Rabbeinu Yonah, that it's the Rabbanon, so therefore It depends if it's on the ground or not. So as he's saying, that in the middle of Shemot Esrei they weren't gozer. Right? So Tosfos' board is different than the Rabbeinu Yonah's board. Rabbeinu Yonah says, no, they weren't gozer if it's just a little bit in the clothing, and if it's on the ground, then they are gozer. He's saying, no, in the middle of Shemot Esrei you have the Din D'oraisa. And the Din D'oraisa is if you're urinating in the middle of Shemot Esrei, then it's no good. But anything else, it's only wetness, so that's, they weren't gozer in the middle of Shemot Esrei. Maybe even on the karka. Yeah. So he says, "Kosu shav atosis afilim ha'yeshu b'mayim shal begad of tovei amad apiach." The Torah came in the right saying, "Also on kedega the omid v'rabanu who the gozer came shal omid kvar betziu lochru v'rabanu." Hey, kosu a rosh Rabbeinu Yonah. Rashi in this barn she lost the vada calls man she shot to me manu magish yitziyosam tzach lahafsik. Machaka chozer mspalo. He quotes the Rashba that you don't have to, in the middle of Shemot Esrei, you just have to wait till the urine stops. The fact is, the pool doesn't matter. Not like Rabbeinu Yonah, who says you have to be Marchit Al Amos. So that's the Machlokas Rishonim, he says, but if you're in the middle of Shemot Esrei, and then it goes to the ground, Rabbeinu Yonah says, so then, Midrabanan, you have to be Marchit. If it's on the ground, if it's not just in your clothing, then not. Because the Darais is only connected to Omer. But he's saying, even if there's a pool on the ground, then in the middle of Shemot Esrei, since a pool on the ground is all, of urine is only Drabanan, then they weren't gozer. You tell me, Chassan, the Mugov, the Shalibu, have a made a glide, push, because of the apple piece, we did a turf, sir, toast is a rush, because of the Shari, the Shari, the Mugov, and Kotom, the Hakhan, the Chassos. So then it's very simple. In other words, a person has what? Has the kidney stones, and he's constantly, has something coming out of him. So then he'll have to stop every time something's coming out. But then there's going to be a pool of... He says, no, the pool you don't have to worry about. But he says, maybe that's only for the Yevet. But if you know you're going to have a pool, maybe you shouldn't have it at all. Well, again, you're going to have a pool, maybe you shouldn't have it at all. You're going to have the other chutzok rekhodot. You have to go to the bathroom, and you don't. And you hold it in, and you have to go within 72 minutes or something like that, and you say, tzilos tzileva. If you couldn't hold it in for 72 minutes. And here he knows he can't hold it in. So maybe he shouldn't have it. Because he knows he can't hold it in. Wow. Was he saying that He says this halacha that if you can't hold it in, you shouldn't daven. He says that if it's going to always happen to you, then you don't have to worry about that halacha. He says, look at the bottom line. Oh, Mishra, go up, Kachli, where you spall, you used to have an atfil of Olam. Vada gutolo, the spall of below Guf Noki. Because if it's always going to happen, that you were not going to be able to hold it in, because you have, so then, and of course that's only a Dindra Bonon, because if it's not connected to Omuz, and so normally we say, okay, with Dindra Bonon, we have coolers, etc., but halacha that you're not roaring with tefillah, you shouldn't start it with tefillah if you know you're going to have to go in the middle. It's only in a Dindra Bonon. And that can't make you into a situation where you'll never daven Shmoneh Esrei. Yeah. Yeah, so we're going to do that's further on in the packet, yeah.
What did we do there? I'll give you a Yuchas Beis Knesset was Pala, Elo, Hakon, Avada, Mutal was Pala. Shas HaTov, Avada, Mutal was Pala. Shas HaTov, Avada, Mutal was Pala.
There was one thing he has to make sure that by the time he started the Shmoneh Esrei, he relieved himself. So once he relieved himself before, even though he knows that he's going to have to go again in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. But as long as he was menaching himself, he relieved himself before Shmoneh Esrei, even though, because of the stones, he's going to have to go in another minute, that's okay. Because he can do that with Chachila. Because of that, he's never going to die. Ideally, they lack the book of Otis. If she was art. The Lord really is lack the Shiyam of Gordon or Yonam the Kiev. The better is true, so that they were bigger and could not have peace with them. The Rakha Shu Otis, Shu Binyanaka. He said, in other words, he'll wear undergarments, and only the undergarments will get,
he'll get wet.
But everything else is covered up. Because you have to realize that the whole thing anyway is only a drab on it. So then he does his best. He does his best. Okay? So that's the Truva's Ramah. So let's look at Shulchan Aruch to see how this is brought down. So look on page 12. Because Korav and Mokum Sharoim is stopping the Tzoa. If, in other words, if you say Kriya Shema in a place where there's reason that it's Tzoa and he didn't check, Motza Akharka Tzorach Lachzul Lekros. Aval Ein HaMokum Roim is stopping, well, Ein Tzorach Lachzul Lekros. Right, that's what we said before.
Where are you?
Page 12. We may have gone a few months on Mokum Shoroi this topic in Tzorach Lachzul Lekros. But may have gone even if what? If you should have realized there should, could be may have gone there, you don't have to worry. So by Tzoa, if it's Mokum Shoroi this topic and you didn't check, you're not Yotze, you have to repeat. But not by Meir Aglayim, because Meir Aglayim is only a Din D'Rabbanan, the Magen Avraham says. Tefillah, Kriya Shema, etc.
Everybody out there has that feeling that the Rabbanan, which you're not quite certain, they're right in their place there? So like categorically?
Probably.
Benching also?
Benching. Well, we're talking now about Meir Aglayim. So, so that's the question. Someone to say that it's already considered Mechusa, so I'm still not convinced about that. Because I thought Mechusa means it's on the Karka. Okay, so that's what the Magen Avraham says, that Tzoa is only a Din D'Rabbanan. I mean, Meir Aglayim is only a Din D'Rabbanan. And then in Ayin Ches, he says, even if it's Nuflo or Begadim, it's okay. Came from Chusim. But if Nuflo may rely on Arts, so then he paskins like what? Like the Rabbeinu Yonah, you have to be Machi Dalar Amos. But you have to be Machi Dalar Amos, not like the Shita of who? Like what the faces that says that where it goes in. There's nothing made of life worth working in the Arva Armas. And says the Magen Avraham came to Mechusim of an Imbukul and Tzarek Ha'az in Begadim. Of Tzir and Tzarek Ha'az in Mechum and Shvav Hidak, of Tzir and Mechul. Came to Enum and Sunim Lech Vidra Barim. So again, if the begadim are wet, so it depends. If they're covered up, it's only your undergarment that's wet, so then it's not a problem. But if the thing that's wet is not mechusa, then you have to take it off. But by tefillah, you can't move from your place.
Start tefillah, you can do that also.
Right. But he's saying that, look, at tefillah, we don't want you to do that. Because you don't have to.
See,
safe
on the floor, you can pick it up.
Tefillah also will become a tzalka darko. So basically he says, if it's not coming out, it's only the Rabbanon, so that's the Machlokas we showed him that we had before, whether between Rabbi Elion and Tosfos, do we say that you still have to be machik? Or do we say no? Mila Shmonesre lo gozru. Okay, so that's but the upshot of the whole sugya is that Beir Glayim is only deraisa when it's coming out. When it's coming out, then it's a deraisa. Any other time, it's only derabanan, and then it's a machlokas rishonim whether still it is a drabbon in the middle of Shmon Esrei, or all the Suri drabbon don't apply in the middle of Shmon Esrei. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, no, they do apply.
Because
so therefore, you have to be marking Kal Ramos from the Meir Glayim. Okay, Rabbi, so we'll stop here for now. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue this packet. And then Sunday, Bez Hashem, we have Haggadah, Shomeka on the Haggadah. And then we'll have some more Haggadah, maybe Monday, Tuesday. You have to see what the story is for Wednesday. Who's going to...